Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans 8:5-6. There are but two paths of life for each to walk. One walks after the flesh, while the other walks after the Spirit. Those who walk after the flesh are carnally minded. Those who walk after the Spirit are spiritually minded. The Spirit is in a constant battle with the flesh. The conflict is very real for every person. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members, Romans 7:21-23. The flesh must battle against the Spirit. We live in the flesh, and therefore must battle against the lust of the flesh. Satan attacks our flesh. The devil appeals to our lust. Those who walk after the Spirit seek to please God. We must therefore overcome the desires of the flesh. We must yield our members as servants to righteousness unto holiness, having our fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Romans 6:19-22. Christ in His death has condemned sin in the flesh. Romans 8:3. As Christ was crucified on the cross, so must we crucify our flesh, whereby we put to death our fleshly lust. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:24-25. The carnal mind is death, which means that the carnal mind is separated from God. The spiritual mind is life and peace. This mind is at peace with God because of the relationship which the spiritual mind creates. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. As sons of God, we are at peace with God because of the hope of everlasting life. The carnal mind brings everlasting death. The spiritual mind brings blessing, while the carnal mind brings a curse. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians 6:7-8. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.